Hello, it's the 19th of January. I'm Steve-O. This is your Bedford News in 100 seconds. A four-day December strike action against a Luton Airport contractor has resulted in a positive outcome for workers. Wilson James, a mobility service contractor, have agreed to an increase in pay for its employees. The company initially attempted to freeze workers' pay. Customer-facing staff previously at the £8.91 per hour minimum wage will receive a 4.3% raise. Drivers will receive 20% from the initial rate of £10 per hour. Sharon James, the Unite General Secretary, stated, "Despite the challenges currently faced by the aviation industry, Unite will always fight to defend and improve the jobs, pay and conditions of its members." Halima Khan, a Luton store owner who was placed on bail following a trading standards raid on her sale of unsafe and illegal tobacco, continued to practice while on bail. She pleaded guilty to all offences and has been given an 18-month community order. A driver travelling at 105 miles per hour on slick and icy roads for over a mile in Bedfordshire was stopped by the Special Constabulary. When the vehicle was approached, police described the individual as having glazed eyes and slurred speech. The vehicle smelt heavily of cannabis. It was later discovered that this was their second infraction of a similar nature in 2 months. The person was arrested and taken into police custody. A study conducted by greeting cards website thoughtful.com has named Bedford among the top 10 kinkiest towns in the UK. Cornwall showed the highest volume of orders for naughty Valentine's Day cards, while Bedford finished in 10th place. That's it from me. I'll be back tomorrow with your Bedford News updates.